This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. On the high school volleyball court last night, the Marion Lady Bulldogs fell in a non-district match at TMI Episcopal in four sets, 25-8, 25-8. 19-25 and 25-9. Lady Bulldog junior Emily Sampson led Marion with five kills. Junior Ellie Parker added four kills to go along with two service aces. Senior Briston Birdwell and junior Layla Hernandez each came up with 18 digs to lead the Lady Bulldogs in that category. Marion will be back home this Friday to host Nixon Smiley for another non-district match. Over in Seguin, it's a battle for first place tonight in District 27-5A at Goldie Harris Gym as the Seguin Lady Matadors host the Edison Lady Bears. Both teams have dominated the district so far this season. Seguin and Edison are 4-0, and neither team has dropped a set in their district victories. Tonight's battle for first place gets underway at 6:30 this evening at Goldie Harris. And the Navarro Lady Panthers are still in their non-district season. Navarro is in Universal City tonight to take on the Randolph Lady Rohawks. The Lady Panthers, coming off a week of rest after sweeping past Divine at home last Tuesday, have already reached 20 wins on the season. They'll start play in District 27-4A next Friday. Tonight's match between Randolph and Navarro takes place at 6 p.m. at Randolph High School. College football news. Texas Lutheran punter Cameron Welch, a New Braunfels Canyon grad, has been named the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference Special Teams Player of the Week. Welch earned the honor for his performance in TLU's convincing 31-8 win over Centenary this past Saturday. Welch, a 6'3", 210-pound senior, was outstanding in the field position battle. He punted five times for a 41-yard average with a long of 50 yards. Three of his punts were spotted inside the 20-yard line. It was the first Player of the Week honor for Welch in his career. Welch and the SCAC leading Bulldogs travel to Abilene this week to face the McMurray Warhawks in a battle between the top two teams in the 2024 SCAC preseason coaches poll. Kickoff against the Warhawks is set for 6 p.m. on Saturday for the Bulldogs. Streaming and stat links can be found at TLUBulldogs.com. Golf now. The Texas Lutheran golf teams open their 2024 fall schedule Monday at the SCAC Fall Preview at White Bluff Golf Resort in Lake Whitney, Texas. On the women's side, senior Jacqueline Springs, a Navarro High School grad, finished Monday in 24th place at 24 over. Freshman Belle Asbury paced the Bulldogs through the opening round, finishing her first collegiate round in a tie for 12th place with a score of 16 over, while Jordan Pomwash finished her round in 37th place and Peyton Guillory slotted in 41st place. As a team, the Bulldogs are in 8th place. For the TLU men, Toby Wills sits in a tie for 13th place at 2 over. Tyler Gibbelance trails Wills by a stroke to sit in a tie for 16th. Van Miller is at plus 7 to sit in a tie for 32nd. And the Bulldog trio of Cooper Holloman, Brandon Munson, and John Tunnell are at plus 9. The Bulldogs are in 7th as a team. And Major League Baseball, the Astros fell to the Padres in San Diego last night. The teams play again on the West Coast tonight. Houston leads Seattle by four games in the NL West, and their magic number to clinch the division is down to 8. Meanwhile, the defending World Series champion Rangers are just about eliminated from the playoffs. They're 10 games back in the division and 8 games out of the final wild card spot with 12 games left to play. Texas will host the Blue Jays tonight. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.